Hey there, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. I'm your host, Chris Guillebeau. As I worked on this episode, I was reminded of a New Yorker cartoon about plastic straws. Now, in this cartoon, the inventor, or at least the supposed inventor of plastic straws, was displaying his invention and saying to a friend or colleague, "Wow, these things are so powerful. Each one is going to last each person for a lifetime." Now, of course, most of us have used hundreds of plastic straws in our lifetime, and then typically disposed of them after a single soda or coffee or smoothie. Recently, you may have noticed a trend to eliminate the use of these straws in lots of restaurants and, you know, just from our general way of living. And as someone who's been in that group of people who have used a lot of straws in my lifetime, despite their indestructibility, I don't know why, I guess for years, I didn't realize this was a problem. But I suppose I'm glad that we're changing it up now. Stop using those plastic straws. Get on board with paper straws or begin to embrace multiple-use plastics. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Remember, problems create opportunities. Whenever there's a problem, there's lots of different ways to make money. And the side hustler that you're going to hear about ends up getting a lot more than a small side gig when she decides to make and sell planet-friendly eco wares. So speaking of making money, because that is what we talk about on Side Hustle School, it's not just good for the environment. Even though it's awesome that it's good for the environment, it's also good for her bank account. This business is bringing in up to $25,000 a month in the holiday season and at least $10,000 a month otherwise. She's really just getting going. She hopes to scale this business and take it far and wide. So here's a quick shout out to our sponsor. I appreciate them helping us keep the lights on and buy some paper straws for our office. And then I'll tell you all about how multiple use plastics take a big bite for the environment. In Sydney, Australia, Siona Murphy calls herself a multidisciplinary designer, having worked in many formats and mediums. Now based in a creative studio focusing on eco-conscious hospitality, events, and retail businesses. Her side hustle quickly became her main hustle when she decided to take a big picture look at her life and make some changes. But let's go back a bit. Siona, or CO for short, was working as a restaurant group manager. Unfortunately, she wasn't working as a waitress in a cocktail bar, which I really wanted to say, but that wouldn't be true. Restaurant group manager. That job was well-paying, but ultimately left her unfulfilled. Having saved some money from working all the time, she almost never took vacation, she bought a one-way ticket to Hong Kong to regroup. Then she kept traveling throughout the region. All along the way, she began to meet people who would play a key role in her next career move. CO had been troubled by how much plastic she was using and disposing of. It was hard not to use disposable plastic, but the designer in her had begun to ponder and contemplate potential solutions. That trip and her meetings also coincided with a time in the cosmos when a lot of people were looking at the role plastic plays in their lives and its effect on the planet. Now, at some point throughout her travels in Shanghai, industrial China, and then Thailand, the adventure turned into a venture. You could say the straws were aligned. This new business, which she now operates in cooperation with the creative studio, makes and sells planet-friendly eco-wares with the aim of eliminating single-use plastics and minimizing food waste. It was a whole new world with lots to learn. Working with a partner, she began to design and then create these eco-friendly products through a manufacturer. They made bento boxes, reusable Ziploc bags, containers, cups, cutlery sets, which some of us know as silverware, and even those reusable straws designed to replace the disposable plastic ones. As products came in, they went up for sale on a website she built. She paid special attention to the copy, making sure to highlight the fact that the goods were good for the environment, but also looked great and were highly functional. She called it Big Bite Eco and debuted her wares at farmers markets, through a subscription service, and online wherever she could. The business took off so quickly, she had no time to celebrate. She just had to hustle. She did, however, celebrate her first year in business by taking her mom on a trip to India. You can now find Big Bite Eco at 5 different markets in the Sydney area each weekend, as well as a number of local shops. They ship all across Australia and, increasingly, around the world. So let's talk about the money. Let's talk about the details, the finances. Startup costs were approximately $10,000, almost all of which was spent on product. CO says that she bootstrapped everything and still does, even though it's now quite profitable. Good for her. I love that philosophy. You don't stop bootstrapping just because you're profitable. Big Bite Eco is bringing in $10,000 to $15,000 a month and steadily increasing. In fact, during the holidays last year, they were up to $25,000 a month. With new wholesale accounts coming online this year, they anticipate a lot of growth. So what has been hard and what's next? Well, despite the high sales volume, all the frantic activity, cash flow has been a challenge. In her words, this is how she puts it, sometimes you have so many great ideas that you want to implement, but you only have so much money to invest. However, there are opportunities, especially as you become more successful. So we're at the point of working out whether to gain outside investment or not. Can you achieve the trifecta of passion, skill, and profit? Well, yeah, that's what this is all about. That's what this story reflects and illustrates so well. And not only financial profit, but the knowledge that everything she sells contributes to minimizing the amount of damage caused to the planet. She's doing good, and she's doing well. So I really enjoyed highlighting this business. We got some really fun notes from Siona in our intake form. We always ask people lots of different questions. And one of the things I really noticed was when we ask, is there anything you would do differently? Like looking back, you know, with all the experience you've gained and knowledge and so on. And CEO said, is there anything I would do differently? Not really. I don't see mistakes or issues as a bad thing. I see them as an opportunity to pivot and re-strategize. Sometimes when you're on the back foot and freaking out, it brings out some super creative idea that gets you back on track again. So great perspective there. When you think about, is there anything I would do differently? Doesn't mean that there weren't mistakes or missteps along the way. But again, those mistakes or issues can be framed as an opportunity to re-strategize. So great perspective. I'm going to try to adopt that for myself because I've certainly made a lot of mistakes. I'm probably going to continue making mistakes, but I'm also going to continue moving forward. So that's what it is all about, taking action to get closer to something that you believe in. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. That's why I make this show every day for you. I hope it's helpful and useful. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/838. We're going to link up Big Buy Eco and anything else I mentioned. Much more is on the way, so be sure you're subscribed. It's totally free. Tell your friends. And thank you so much for listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.